Greetings, it's May 8th, and we're glad you're praying with us today. We begin with some words from educator Maria Montessori. We must take into consideration that from birth, the child has a power in him. We must not just see the child, but God in him. We must respect the laws of creation in him. Maria Montessori was born in Italy on August 31, 1870. After graduating from technical school in 1886, Maria studied modern languages and natural science and considered becoming a doctor. However, since universities did not accept women in their medical programs, she decided to enroll at the University of Rome to study physics, math, and science. She reapplied to medical school and was finally admitted. Some say she had Pope Leo XIII's blessing. When asked about her application, the Pope reportedly said he knew of no authority which could forbid the mission of healing to women. In 1896, Maria became the first woman to graduate from medical school in Italy. The next year, she joined the staff at the University of Rome. As an assistant physician at a psychiatric clinic, she often visited asylums for the insane, where she saw disabled children unable to function in their families or in school. Wanting to help them, she began to study the mind and discovered hands-on techniques that allowed learning disabled children to absorb information from their surroundings. Her system became known as the Montessori Method. A devout Catholic, Maria Montessori died in Holland in 1952 at the age of 81. Now to today's scripture, a continuation of the story of Paul's conversion. When he arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. Acts chapter 9, verse 26. The Christian community in Jerusalem didn't believe that Paul's conversion was for real. It's hard to shed your reputation. That's one of the reasons it's so hard to change. Some people want to identify us only with the wrongs we've done. They lock us in our past, and there's no escape. Sometimes we do this to ourselves. Paul's past regarding Christians was awful. But the risen Lord seems to have had no trouble putting that behind him. It's hard to shed your reputation, and it's the past that sometimes keeps family members apart from one another. It's a lot easier when we all remember that we're sinners. We do that together at the beginning of the Mass, and it's an awfully good thing to do. Paul was trying to make a new start as a disciple of Jesus, and the Christians in Jerusalem wouldn't let him. What are some things in my life that I'd like to put behind me? What are some things in other people's lives that they would like me to let go of? Spend some quiet time with the Lord.